Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Apple Juice Show with George Drage, hosting this week's show. You can find us on the web at applejuiceshow.com. Email us info@applejuiceshow.com. If you're interested in sponsoring the show, please email sales@applejuiceshow.com. Today with us is a guest from a while back. We have back on Sean Bullock. How's it going, Sean?
Not too bad. How about yourself?
Not too bad. We had you on a while ago, man. It's been a couple.
Too long, if you ask me.
Yeah. We need to get you on more often. If you get that Mac soon.
Oh, don't worry. It's coming. I've already arranged it with my work, and there will be a nice brand new MacBook Pro on my lap within the week.
Oh, you son of a gun, man. You son of a gun.
And, I'm excited. So
get all the nice, I like getting a new Mac when it's awesome.
There's no feeling better than getting that brand new Mac, opening the box, smelling the brand new plastic, Steve Jobs kiss on it and all that good stuff.
Turning it on and seeing the welcome screen. It's amazing.
Yes. Yes.
All right. So we're here. You know, I like promoting things. And actually, Sean, why don't you just give a little brief of who you are? Not what we're talking, but who you are.
I'm just a surfer of the internet. I originally started out doing a lot of live casting and whatnot on Ustream. And for some reason, though, all of these silly antics that I did, people watched me a lot. Outside of that, I do a lot of graphic design and try as hard as I can to stay within the social media networks of networks.
Yeah, I was one of those viewers that was watching you one time. I remember those days. Those were good days.
Yeah, those were days where I'm glad that no one really recorded stuff, because there are times where I look back and I think, man, what the heck was I thinking doing that?
Yeah, those were interesting. So I'm all about promoting stuff. I have a couple local restaurants here that I'm offering to do their websites and talking in the process of doing that. That's so awesome. It's great. You know, knowing web design is amazing thing, because it's great advertising. You know, for out there right now when we're such in the economic dumps of our country. You know, in the recession times. You know, you just help put things on the web, and hey, you know, some people that are out there that are always searching the web to like, hey, let's go to a Cuban restaurant. Oh, well, Alex's Cuban Cafe, right down the road from their house, and they just found that out that they didn't even know that was there. So,
you know, that's what I find honestly amazing. I used to think that as a web designer in an economic decline, you know, obviously companies need to cut out the fat, and I always thought personally that graphic designers were always the first to be cut, because they're really more of an aesthetic type thing rather than anything that can actually produce money for the company. But now that I reflect on that, I actually look back and think, man, why did I ever think like that? Because it's in a web world that we live in now, and with things continually picking up in the whole internet world, graphic designers are starting to become the first and last thing that they will be the last thing that any company will cut. So,
yeah. So it's a great world out there to be the web designer, because basically you're helping the company promote itself. I mean, also by Twitter, by Facebook, you know, social media. That's how people are connecting nowadays. I mean, they're not using a yellow book, you know, phone book page, you know, book. I don't even know. I think I threw mine away a couple of years ago and stopped, you know, subscribing, because, you know, with the internet now, I mean, you can find anything out there. I mean, there's restaurants out there that I found through the internet that I didn't even know existed.
Yeah. It's crazy how popular that searching on the web for local restaurants can be.
So if you're interested in, you know, helping, you know, people do that, or you're being a part of your community, or help people promote their stuff, you know, or maybe you're just a blogger to spice up your blog. What we're going to talk to you today is going to help you do that. So let's talk a little bit about this. So what are we promoting today, Sean?
The site that I actually hope you're interested in, and it seems like, you know, after I talked with you, you seemed really pumped, along with hundreds of other people that I've talked to. The site is called Run Pixel Run. It's a web-based show that's going to be released. It's a kind of a, I almost want to say a miniseries, but it's going to be going on for as long as I want it to. And the show consists of three segments, which is first and second segments are just tutorials, which teach people, young and old, experienced or non-experienced, and even if they're interested in the graphic design field or if they're interested in hiring a graphic designer, this will give those people a touch and feel and a look inside of in the world of graphic design. So we completely teach you anything from logo design to web design to illustrative design, vector art, to everything that's, you know, few and far between. I mean, it doesn't have to crawl inside just the realm of graphic design or web design. We're going to be focusing on everything that it comes to design as a whole, from art to commercial art to even video production. So it's going to cover a wide variety of range of people when it comes to design culture. And it's going to cover a wide variety of the design work itself. And what's crazy cool about it, too, is that in the third and last segment of each show, I actually take on viewer-submitted questions where they can ask me anything that they've ever imagined of thinking about doing inside of Photoshop, Illustrator, making a cool graphic for, you know, their little tiny chess club to something as big as their business. So the idea has, I almost want to say, been thought of, but no one's been able to implement it. So I think with this show, with the user appreciation, with the user interaction, this will be one of the best design shows you'll see out there.
It's probably going to be the only one, you know, it's going to be as unique as yours.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I've tried to put, and this is going to sound crazy, but I've tried to put as least thought into it as possible. And that, like I said, that may sound weird, but the reason is because the more you overthink it, the more you're going to complicate something. And to me, I just want to teach people how to create cool stuff or how to deal with a client when they're being obnoxious or how to approach a client even to get business for you as a freelance graphic designer or web designer.
Yeah. I mean, so how did you, you know, how'd you come up with the idea?
Well, for the longest time when I was on Ustream, people knew that I was a graphic designer, and all the time I got questions about if I could help them with this or if I could help them with that. Obviously they would need advice on certain things, and all the time when I was live casting, I would help them online, and it was really a fun passion of mine to be able to help someone and teach them. It felt really good. They loved me for it. I loved their input for it. And it was just a fantastic process that I went through I almost did it for about 3 months. So when I stopped streaming, I basically started becoming like a normal everyday working man, and I realized that it really wasn't for me. So I wanted to get back to the whole idea of helping out people. And I look at a lot of these websites like Smashing Magazine or PSD Tuts, and they're fantastic resources for people that no one really knows about. And there's really no one place for designers or any freelance amateur designer to professional designer to go to have basically a single source of cool videos or a cool community that they can join in with. So I wanted to create something that was a visual process. I mean, there's a lot of stuff where people just post their art, type out a tutorial, and then just send it out. But I want to be a complete interaction, both visually when it comes to the eyes, and then you're actually hearing someone talk about the tutorial, and you're listening in on a conversation about how certain things are done within the design realm.
So, who are you trying to reach with this show?
Honestly, anybody. If you're just a regular Joe who's always wanted to figure out how to touch up the acne spots on that high school photo, to even the most professional of designers who's trying to look for the latest trend to give to their client as far as the design goes. This covers a wide variety of visual designers. So, I mean, we can even go further into production design. So if you really want to make your videos for your podcast or your vidcast really pop and look exciting and get more viewers, we'll be focusing on that. And we're actually getting more and more ideas every day. It's amazing how many people are actually giving us input and saying, I would love to know how to do this, or I would love to be able to find out how to do a certain icon, or I would love to be able to figure out how I can reach to a certain audience with my web design, or how can I use WordPress more effectively? All these questions, we're completely writing all of them down, and we are going to be making episodes for each and every one. Whether it's a short video that we release through the week, or if it's a segment on the show, I can guarantee you that if you submit your question to Run Pixel Run, it will be answered.
This is great, because I know you're open to suggestions, and you know, how can people, you know, get to give you their suggestion?
The best way to shoot out a suggestion as of right now is to just send us an email over at suggestions@runpixelrun.com.
It's an amazing thing that, you know, people can do suggestions like that, because I remember I gave you my couple suggestions, you know, a couple of my suggestions. One is, you know, I'm a WordPress, I do, you know, podcasting, and also I do web design. I do I'm a WordPress designer / developer. And, you know, one thing I get a lot is like, hey, can you make me some custom social media icons? Hey, I'm not much of the designer type person, but I mean, you are, and I do know, I have a bunch more people. And, I mean, one thing I told you is, hey, how can I create, you know, social media icons custom? Cause some people, you know, want them round, some people want them square, some people want them, you know, just a letter of the thing, like, you know, Facebook, they just want a colorful F, and, you know, Twitter, a colorful T, you know. So that's, you know, one thing I suggested to you, and that's a good idea, you know.
Yeah. And you'll be excited to know that I actually took that your idea first into consideration when it came to the episode, and we actually shot that for the second show, I believe the second segment in the second show. So you'll be able to see it very soon. The show will air here. Let me double check. We have the first episode, if anybody's ever interested. The first episode is going to be aired November 13th, Friday the 13th. We're completely breaking all the the rules of as far as releasing things go. But the second episode is going to be released November 27th. You'll be able to see that episode for you, George.
Can't wait. As well as another idea I gave Sean is, I mean, I've always, you know, I have a bunch of friends of mine, and they're, you know, big time bloggers, and they've already created their, you know, their brand. And I'm reading right now Gary Vaynerchuk's book, and it's a great book on, you know, how to find your own, you know, passion and do it. And, you know, it's great because I find, you know, I've already found my passion, and I have, you know, kind of my, you know, brand with, you know, my logo and everything like that. But that's another, you know, suggestion I gave you is how can I, you know, as a blog owner, how can I create my, you know, my icon, my, you know, specific logo that I, you know, is going to stick out there and, you know, on my shirts and put it, you know, put it everywhere and spread it to the world where they can see, you know, who I am.
Right. Well, let's actually talk about that. I mean, there's no better interaction than pure interaction that goes on right now. Let's not tease anybody. Let's get right into it. I mean, the fact is that when people want a personal brand, and I actually did read that book, Crush It with a Gary Vaynerchuk, fantastic book. And the one thing that he did say was to personally brand yourself is to personally brand who you are, and to make sure that there's no transparency, or to live in that transparency of a world and completely embrace it. So to create a logo for you, you honestly want something that represents who you are as a person. With mine, and I'll actually share an image for the podcast, with my logo, for myself, I did something that I was trying to think of that would represent me and represent myself as a brand, something that's easily recognizable and completely deterring away from any other logo. So in this Web 2.0 world, everybody is doing rounded corners. And it's just a phase. It's just a fad, but people are doing it. And if you want your logo to stand out, I'm probably going to get a lot of arguments about this, but if you really want your logo to stand out nowadays, do not do rounded corners. It makes you look soft. It's not popping out as much as people want it to be because it's just being overused. I mean, it's basically rounded corners are turning into the MySpace of the world. So with me, I just went with a basic square, something that was recognizable, easy to find, bam, square. Inside, I wanted to use letters, just my initials. I mean, a lot of people do that. It may not be catchy, but in my personal opinion, I think it worked really well just because Sean Blake, SB, the S and the B work. It's easily recognizable as far as letters go. S doesn't really blend in with any other letter. B kind of does. B blends in with D. It blends in with E, like the actual figure itself. So what I actually did was I made the S more prominent. And I figured since I was this is going to sound really bad because I'm basically tooting my own horn here. But since it's my logo, I think I got carte blanche to toot my own horn. When it came to the S and the B, I figured myself to be a very technical man, a very educated man. So I went in and I was trying to think of something that people would also recognize as far as things that they see in a normal everyday basis or something that they would see and they would immediately be able to identify. One of the things that came to mind was the elements. If you know the elements on an elemental table.
Yeah.
Everybody knows, or they may not know the exact, you know, H2 or whatever it is. They may not know what the symbol is and what that symbol goes to as far as an element goes. But they can easily see that. They see the big letter and then the smaller letter up above to the top right of it, and they immediately think elements, you know, table of elements. So I went along with that theme, and I did a custom S that I drew with the pen tool in Photoshop. I did the B. I actually took a font with a different B, put it in the top right, put a really cool, sleek, glossy type background, and I've heard nothing but awesome things about it. So I think it turned out really cool. And as far as personal branding goes, I can change the color to whatever I want it to be, and it still stands out. It still looks good, and people still recognize it.
Yeah. So that's, I mean, it's a great idea. You know, the whole podcast thing, I think it's a great idea.
Definitely. Yeah. So as far as the podcasting idea goes for you, if you're wanting to do something for your personal brand, for George Dredge, or if you're doing it for the Apple Juice Show, all you need to do is just focus on essentials, which is making sure that what you are designing is brandable to the audience, something that is easily recognizable and most importantly, easily memorable. I mean, people should be able to look at it within milliseconds and get it into their head. And better yet, they should be able to go back to it and refer that logo to you. With the Run Pixel Run logo that I did, that was the hardest thing that I've ever had to do because, A, I've had to do it I basically had to do a logo that represented all of the design world. So I was filling in the shoes that I honestly still don't think that I've been able to fill as of yet. But I figure I'm awesome enough, so that justifies the lack of design skills that I have. And it all evens out in the end. But as far as the logo came, I did the text. I made custom text for it, the type font, I should call it. Let's get technical here. The type font that I used was a custom type font. I basically used a standard font and customized it to how I wanted it to look. And then outside of that, I made the cool logo. So you have the logo, which stands out by itself, and the type font, which stands out by itself. So if a person looks at either of them, they'll know that it goes to my website or my brand.
Yeah, that's great. So when is the site launching?
Site launches November 13th. And from there on out, their shows will be released every 2 weeks with small shows twice a week.
All right. And what's the website?
The website is runpixelrun.com.
And where can we find you on Twitter?
Twitter is at Blue Fox for all the people who know me as Blue Fox.
All right. We want to thank you very much for having Sean on today.
Hey, it was a blast being on here.
All right. Thanks, Sean.
Hey, no problem. We'll have a good one.